Born in 1934, Gay Byrne would go on to forge a legendary career in Irish broadcasting, which touched the lives of millions. Starting out with a 15-minute slot on Radio Éireann, he would go on to work in the UK for both Granada and the BBC before landing his defining role. In July 1962, The Late Late Show premiered.
And here is your host, Gay Byrne.
Although conceived as a light entertainment show, the programme never shied away from subjects which challenged the views of a very conservative Ireland.
The condom is made of rubber, whether you knew it or not. There are two main types. On the left, a condom with a teat. On the right, plain without a teat.
Viewers were captivated. Whether it was the Bishop and the Nighty scandal, Byrne's compassionate response to calling a competition winner whose daughter had just died, and the host's refusal to shake Gerry Adams' hand, Byrne would also give a platform for Irish artists such as U2, Sinead O'Connor and Boyzone.
And knowing that you don't play, you don't sing and you can't write music, I thought you'd go very far, but now you've wrecked the whole thing, you see.
Gay Byrne would remain at the helm of The Late Late until 1999. Millions would also allow the Dubliner into their homes through the airwaves, with the Gay Byrne Show running on RT Radio 1 for 25 years, and Uncle Gaybo presenting other favourites such as Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and The Meaning of Life. In 2004, the Irish Film and Television Awards honoured Gay Byrne with its Lifetime Achievement Award.
All right, that's it. It's been a fantastic carousel. I've enjoyed every minute of it. God bless you all and good night.